Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I was basically having internal bleeding every month, and it was so painful. I was partying, I was, you know, smoking, then having fast food at like 4 a.m. I was intimate with toxic men, right? And then my cycle just got extremely, excruciatingly painful.
Unlike men, we don't see blood come out of our body. Besides feces and urination, those are the main ways where men can check to see if there's something wrong. But by the time you're checking that, you know, if it's your urine, is something really bad.
We store trauma in our hips, in our womb. And I know that that's where a lot of that came from me. Like I said earlier, you know, I was intimate with men who didn't respect me, you know, dealt with some, you know, sexual trauma when I was in college. And I feel like that's what triggered that drastic change where I was in so much pain.
This is a life-changing and altering adjustment if you make it.
Your womb is a portal between the realms. Like, we are so powerful, and we're not raised to even know that. I'm Kendall, also known as The Conscious Vegan with a K, and this is 19 Minutes with 19 Keys.
Peace, family. It's 19 Keys, and this is 19 Minutes, 19 Keys. Today, we're going to have a conversation that everybody needs to have with their own stomach. What are you eating? And how is that affecting you in your life, in your body? Today, I'm joined here with Kendall, also is represented by her brand, Conscious Vegan. And I want to start this off with knowing why you are vegan. Or why did you decide to get into the field of healing people through food?
Okay, so when I was in college, well, first of all, I started my menstrual cycle very young. Like I was, well, I guess it's not very young, but I think I was 11 years old. And I always had like a painful menstrual cycle. And then as I got older, it got worse and worse. Then I went to college. And I was super lit, right? I was partying. I was, you know, smoking, then having fast food at like 4 a.m. I was intimate with toxic men, right? And then my cycle just got extremely, excruciatingly painful. Like I was literally in my dorm in fetal position during my cycle and then like a whole week following it. And it was just really bad. I was in and out of the ER. Like it was like my second home. They were giving me morphine, oxy, like, it was just a terrible time for me. And then eventually I was rushed into emergency surgery because I went into the ER with like the most excruciating pain I've ever felt. I had like ovarian cysts on each ovary, and one of the cysts, it was just so heavy that like my fallopian tube was like bent. It's called torsion. So I was rushed into emergency surgery, and thank God those doctors were able to save my reproductive organs. And then they like cleared out. I was diagnosed with stage 4 endometriosis, which it is a chronic reproductive disorder. So basically like the uterus throughout your menstrual phase, it's lined with endometrium, which is like a bloody tissue. And then women with endometriosis, that tissue grows outside of the uterus. So I had that tissue growing on my fallopian tubes, my ovaries. And then what happens when your menstrual cycle starts, that tissue breaks down, it bleeds and it comes out. So I was basically having internal bleeding every month and it was so painful, right? So I had this surgery. They cleared out as much of the endometrium as they could. They were like, your insides look like chocolate fondue. Like it looks so bad. They were only able to remove one of the cysts. The other one was like attached to like my bowel or something. So they could only remove one. But yeah, I had this surgery. I healed. It was traumatizing because they were like, there's no cure for this. Like you are going to be suffering basically for the rest of your life. Here's this birth control, right? That was their only solution. And I just felt so defeated. And then I felt even more defeated when literally 4 months later, I was back in the hospital with excruciating pain. The other ovary, the cyst that they removed, like it grew back. And I was like, okay, like something has to give. I cannot continue to live my life like this. This is such a low quality of life. And not that long before I had, discovered Sacred Woman by Queen Afua. And then during that time, like the legacy of Dr. Sebi, was really like becoming popular. So I knew about Dr. Sebi, how he healed people with plants. I already knew about, you know, Queen Afua's legacy. Like I had her book, Sacred Woman. So I'm like, okay, God, like this is God obviously guiding me down this path. So in 2019, I went vegan cold turkey because it was just like a life or death situation. Like when I tell you, like my life was like, I was suffering really bad. So I went vegan cold turkey. My pain went away. I haven't had pain since. I mean, it's been like, there's been times when it's come back when I didn't treat my body like I was supposed to, because, you know, I'm human. So I've had slip ups along the way. But like that excruciating pain, like having to go to the ER, never came back. So I was like, OK, like this is it. Yeah. So
thank you for sharing that story. I think it's powerful because, number one, there are a lot of, I imagine, young women such as yourself that may be faced with the same issues and are 100% just trusting, right, the medical community and their doctors to tell them what's wrong with them. And they're giving them these sentences, essentially, to where they're saying that you just have to live with it, right? They're not prescribing some holistic lifestyle or dietary changes that a person can go through, and this is acts as a cure. And I think that that is sad because we put so much trust in our doctors. We should put so much trust, you know, in those people who take an oath that we believe is supposed to be a code of honor, but it's not, right? And we're losing faith day by day, you know, in hospitals. And of course, we never have faith in Big Pharma, but, you know, they did so well in allowing us to ignore our problems, you know, and what you have done, I think, is incredible. Of even the way that you talked about Queen Afua and Dr. Sebi's legacy, because it's important that we do have this thread, right, of legacy to where we can't go to them, but we can go to us, right? And if we would have went to, and these things can work in tangent. One person may be able to diagnose you with something that's going on. And you take that information and say, okay, well, now that I have the awareness, I know a way for me to fix it myself. Right. And I would just love to hear more about, you know, that journey of like, as you were changing your diet, right? Like what were the foods you started with? Right. You know, because there's going to be people that listen to this and be like, yeah, it's the time. I feel like changing it. You know, I feel like, you know, directing myself on that journey. But can you give people some of those ups and downs as you are going through this change? Because diabetes affect a lot of people. Cravings affect a lot of people. It's hard to change what you eat. It's hard to change the amount that you eat. Right. We get so programmed with our taste buds, programmed with our lifestyle, programmed with our habits. So I'm not under no impression that this is an easy adjustment to make. But I am knowing that this is a life changing and altering adjustment if you make it.
Yeah. Honestly, for me, it was easy. People always ask me like, oh, my gosh, it must have been so hard to give up cheese and blah, blah, blah. It was easy because the circumstances.
Easy to give up the cheese.
it was easy because of I was suffering. Like suffering. Like I was, the ER was like my second home and the doctors treated me like crap. Like at one point, like I was escorted out of the ER by hospital security because they're like, you're just coming in for drugs. And it's like, bro, I'm in excruciating pain. Like, please help me. You know, so that's where that mistrust is. And I heavily believe that doctors are just indoctrinated, you know, and I call it the hypocrite oath, you know, the hypocritical oath. So this is something I emphasize. This is why I call myself the conscious vegan, right? Conscious with a K for Kendall. But I call myself the conscious vegan because I'm now a vegan who consumes with consciousness. When I started out, it was not like that. Like I went cold turkey. I was like, okay, it must be the meat. It must be the dairy. Because like I said, I read up on, you know, I heard about Dr. Sebi. I looked into Queen Afua. So I just went cold turkey. I gave up meat. I gave up dairy. And I was like, okay, what do I eat now? And then I started to, you know, just dabble in vegan food. And it was like, I still ended up in the frozen food section, buying frozen vegan food, processed vegan food. I was heavy on the fake meats, the fake vegan burgers, vegan bacon. I was like, okay, what snacks can I still eat? I could still eat Oreos. I could still eat Skittles, right? I was trying to figure out what I can still
damn
eat.
Oreos.
You know, so.
I don't trust y'all.
So yeah, my pain did not go away instantly because I was still eating toxic food. So it was definitely like there were stepping stones on my journey for me, like to where I, and then eventually I ended up where I am now, you know, as the conscious vegan where I don't, I mean, I'm not gonna lie in front, like, you know, I believe in like balance 80-20. Like if I'm like out of town, you know, I'm traveling, I might, you know, eat at a restaurant that doesn't have like the most healthiest options. But for the most part, I steer clear of like processed foods, soy, especially like because I was learning my body. There were times like when I was eating a lot of soy as a new vegan and my pain would be excruciating. Like I would notice like, okay, when I eat this, I'm in a lot of pain. When I eat like this, the pain is not, you know, so it's like I was learning. But yeah, at the beginning, I was eating, it was still toxic.
What you were breaking down was being in tune with your body, right? Or like my brother Blue Pill says, body consciousness.
Yes.
Right? And, you know, I'm that same way because I have allergens to things that I normally wouldn't have. Sometimes avocados, depending on where they're grown, apples, right? It could be certain peanut allergies. Sometimes it can be almond. It can be all sort of different things. And it's not the particular fruit itself, right? It's where it's grown. It's the soil. It's the chemicals. Because I know because I tried in different places and I don't have the same effect, right? So I believe it's important to have that level of, you know, being in tune with self as you eat things. See how it makes you feel right afterwards, right? And we don't really, I don't think we are aware enough. As we go through things, I think women have, you know, you all literally have cycles, right? Unlike men, we don't see blood come out our body, right? So, you know, besides feces and urination, right? Those are the main ways where men can check to see if there's something wrong. But by the time you're checking that, you know, if it's your urine is something really bad, that's just hydration levels and it's your feces. You can know what's going on, your nutrition and things of that nature. But you all literally eliminate waste, right? And if that cycle is not correct, then your body becomes toxic, right? And I think that we need to have, number one, more conversations about people having body autonomy in the sense of it is your responsibility to know what to feed yourself. The world and the books, these health books and these doctors, if they're not going back to school every 4 years, every time there's a new Monsanto, there's a new lab genetic meat that come up, how can they even tell me what it's going to do? They can't. So in this world where things are changing so fast, you have to be your own researcher. You only get one of these bodies. If you don't care about it, that's up to you, right? But I know I've seen an anchor woman on TV and she had a very, I would say, what's the word? It's just emotionally heartfelt story of her announcing breast cancer on TV. And she was like, I work out, I eat clean, I do all of these things. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't do all of this. And it still happened to me. And the problem when the food is poisoned, right? Don't matter if you think you're eating clean, but the source of that food is dirty, right? The dirt is dirty. And it's dirty because there's toxic waste inside of it. And it's chemicals that are alien to the body. And the body can't do anything with that besides create inflammation, besides attack ourselves and say, yo, stop doing this. So it's like a siren that goes off. So you listen to those sirens. You adjust it. So even when people may be like, yo, I'm not with the vegan thing. But wait a minute. You're not even thinking about how it helps so many people who have situations just such as yourself. Mm-hmm. Most people don't just switch over because they just stop liking meat. They switch over because a siren, a trigger, a signal, something goes off in the body that says you can't keep doing this and you need to find another way to go about life.
Yeah.
Right? Now, I remember when I first started eating vegan food, wasn't that good. Right? They was making the same old thing. It was salty and bland. And we in Denver. And I talked about it. I went to a spot out here and I ordered me some fried cauliflower, right? Now I got the food. Food was bland. So I asked the waiter, I said, can you go get me the seasonings y'all got in the back? She said, we got salt and pepper. I said, y'all running a restaurant on salt and pepper? So she went back there after like 5 minutes and said, let me think about this. Let me help this brother out. Now, this is this white lady. And she went in back and she got me some peppercini and some cayenne. You know what I mean? Now I mixed them all together, added a little magic, like bodily energy. You feel me? And then I tried it again and it was hitting. Now, I'm getting to the point you be making food. So people ain't got to do all of that. They ain't got to go to a restaurant and then reseason their food. Mm-hmm. So how can a person make good vegan food, especially transitioning, where they don't feel like it's medicine because it tastes like it's candy?
Okay, before I answer that question, I want to touch on...
It ain't got to taste like candy. I just like the way that sounded when I said it.
Okay, I'm sorry. But before I answer that, you just said a lot and I want to touch on something you said. First of all, you know, the vegan community gets a lot of hate, and I understand that. Mm-hmm. I just want to say that vegan does not mean healthy. I emphasize this on my platform. Mm-hmm. And also, vegan is not the only way. Like, God gave us free will, you know, and I don't believe it's the only way. You know, you just need the information so that you can do it properly. Like, you can thrive off of, you know, a meat, you know, meat and dairy diet if the food is not contaminated, you know. So I just want to say that.
All the honeybee vegans might be mad.
I'm sorry. I wasn't one of those vegans who went vegan for, you know, for the animals. I do, you know, respect the animals. I believe we should honor animals, but I did it for my health. Honestly, the conscious vegan is just, to mm-hmm. be real, it's more marketable. Like, mm-hmm. I couldn't say I'm the conscious plant-based person, you know? So mm-hmm. that's what that is.
I like the branding. Keep using it. But yeah, I feel like it actually fits because the conscious vegan is saying that you're aware of the reality of veganism. And it's not just some fad or thing that you're following without knowing what you're doing. So I like that addition in front of it.
Yeah. And also, I don't want people to think that I'm all about food. You know, like that was just a phase one of my journey. Like that led to me cleaning up my diet, led to mental clarity. And then that led to a spiritual awakening, you know, and that's where the true healing took place because I dealt with so much trauma. Like, women, we store trauma in our hips, in our womb. And I know that that's where a lot of that came from me. Like I said earlier, you know, I was intimate with men who didn't respect me. You know, I dealt with some, you know, sexual trauma when I was in college. And I feel like that's what triggered that drastic change where I was in so much pain. But the food, that was just step one. So you might have people who are like, I don't smoke, I don't drink, but I have cancer. But it's like, you know, how are you mentally and spiritually? So before I move on to answer that question, I just wanted to say that. But
first of all, thank you, because actually that was great. I think that's important because there are toxic vegans for sure. Mm-hmm. To have just one aspect of your life, you know, where you think that this is where you're doing good, doesn't really matter, mm-hmm. right? It's not unless you have these other factors that coincide and reinforce it.
Absolutely.
Right? So, you know, in our generation, you know, we don't really take accountability for things. Everything is happening to us, mm-hmm. right? Not because of us. And I think that especially, you know, and young males and especially young women as well, you know, we don't think about our lifestyle decisions and that cause and effect. But we want everybody to feel sorry for us when the effects of everything that we have caused happens to us. And I think that it's very important to have that within the messaging that, yeah, it's not just about eating, but you talked about lifestyle, sexual habits. You talked about the way you was thinking. You definitely talked about cleaning up your life from a holistic standpoint. Because you're correct. Some people may have heard that and be like, oh, I just need to change the way I eat. I ain't got to do all the other stuff she changed. Mm-mm. And it's like, well, you may not get all the results as well.
Exactly. But if you are ready to make that change, to not even just necessarily go vegan or plant-based, but to incorporate more organic plants. Yes, go healthy and incorporate more organic plant-based foods into your, I don't even like to say diet because it has the word dye in it, but into your lifestyle, period. First of all, like you said, seasonings, right? Seasonings. And one of the main things that helped me transition was to just recreate the foods that I was already familiar with. Because I grew up in I grew up in a Hispanic household. I grew up in New York City, first of all. So we just have, it's loud. So diverse. So like you got the Jamaican food, you got the Ethiopian food, the Indian food, the Chinese food, right? And it's like I grew up with all these foods that I love. It tastes mad good. But I know what it's doing to my body. Like it's killing me. I want to have children someday. It's gonna, you know, so it's like, okay, I don't want to give up that flavor in my life.
Yeah.
But you know, I know that I can't continue to eat these toxic foods. So what I did was I got in the kitchen and I started to recreate everything. I'm like, what can I substitute this chicken for so that I still get that taste? Mm-hmm. You know, my food is still fire and I don't just have broccoli and carrots in front of me when I'm trying to transition. Yeah. So that's exactly what I did. Like I recreated the foods that I already knew and loved. I just, you know, recreated them with plants, you know, I substituted, but you got to be careful. Something I also want to add, you got to be careful with that. Like, when you become plant-based, and this is what I push on my platform, like you need to have the proper information to do it correctly, which is like a lot of us just starting off, you know, I'm not going to beat myself up because of the ignorance, but you know, a lot of people are vegan and still sick because one, like I said, vegan does not mean healthy, but you can be plant-based and still not getting all the vitamins and minerals that your body needs. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, let's say I grew up on rice, beans, and chicken, right? All I did was take chicken off my plate. But what can I put on my plate to still give me that B12, right? If you take fish off your plate, what can I put on my plate to still get those omega-3 fatty acids, right? So now I'm incorporating flaxseed oil into my diet, you know? So you have to know what to replace those, you know, what to substitute with. And a lot of people lack that information, which is why I do what I do. And I try to, you know, give them that information so that when you transition, because you're trying to save your body, save your life, like I was literally, you know, you're not just back at square one and feeling defeated.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So look,
driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
So I was reading something.
Okay.
Oh, God. Cautionary.
Oh, gosh.
No, it was about me and misinformation.
Okay.
Right? And how social media conspiracy campaigns are fueling the fight against alt protein. Right? So essentially, there is this push for, you know, more vegan or alternative protein sources. And social media is doing what social media do. They're counteracting. Now, the WEF has stated that misinformation is the biggest threat today. Right?
Yeah.
People not actually being conscious or having or provided the right information. And this did an analysis over 285 million social media posts, right?
Okay.
Theories about junk science, pro meat, and dairy posts. And they said that they're driving a misinformation campaign specifically in connection against climate friendly food and alternative proteins. Now, I wanted to go through maybe just one of these, but I also want you to help me give some alternative protein specifically.
Okay, because
even with Dr. Sebi, he had to always reinforce protein, protein, protein. Like, everybody act like they care about protein so much, don't know what protein is,
mm-hmm.
but don't know the alternative sources of protein. And I like the idea alt protein. I don't really like the word alt just because it sounds mean like alt right, but I like the idea of us thinking about, you know, how do we still get everything that we want, but finding better sources for it?
Yeah.
And just because we were given something in a certain way, we feel like we have to keep getting it delivered that way.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are in survival mode, you don't really have time to think about switching to alternative sources, right? You barely can afford to eat, so you're just happy to eat. That's your level of awareness.
Yeah, I've been there.
I'm hungry and I need to eat. So I understand the average person, like, man, I get the food is bad, but shit, so is being poor. It says 78% of posts went on attack against veganism and science. Do you feel that people, you know, or what are some of the criticisms that, you know, people attack you with? Or do you get any criticisms, you know, as you push your lifestyle, right? And you tell people maybe, hey, don't take birth control pills, right? Or you're not telling them, but you're telling them what you stopped taking it. What is the main pushback that you get towards your lifestyle adjustment?
Yeah, I mean, I get that all the time. Like, I get a lot of hate comments. You know, I get a lot of people who are telling me that I'm wrong. Yeah, we're meant to be eating meat. You know, people love to talk about protein, but they don't know about fiber. They don't know what vitamins and nutrients they need. They don't know that your womb needs iron and magnesium, et cetera, right? You don't know any of that. But one of the main things is definitely protein. So I'm glad that you brought that up. First of all, y'all, protein, I feel like it the emphasis on protein in this society, I feel like it's propaganda pushed out by the meat industry, right? So that they can make more profit, so that y'all can get sick and y'all can, you know, I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole, but if you know, you know. But you don't need, so many people are getting too much protein, right? And that's why you're having all these digestive issues. That's why so many people are being diagnosed with colon cancer. You're getting too much protein. You're not even eating enough fiber so that your body can break down that protein and push it out, right? So first and foremost, I want us to say that. But also, like, you can get protein through plants. Like, most people who are talking about protein haven't even done their research, okay? I've done my research and I know that the body creates its own amino acids, but there's 9 amino acids that the body cannot produce on its own. And that's what we get, you know, from sources of protein, which doesn't have to only be meat. So there are plants like quinoa, spirulina, that are complete proteins that have all 9 of those amino acids. So I'm heavy on quinoa and just things like that, but also like nuts and seeds. Like, you can get the amino acids from different sources. You just have to diversify so that if one thing only has 2 or 3 of those amino acids, make sure you eat something else that got, you know, the other 6, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to diversify your diet and also know that you don't need as much protein as you think. Like, when I first you know, like, I could go to the gym and build my muscle. Like, I need to get back on it. But, like, I grew an ass, you know, on a vegan diet. You know, like, it's not impossible. So, you know, question everything that you know. You know, don't just come at me, because do your research before you come at me,
mm-hmm.
is what I'm saying. Because what you're spewing at me is coming from a place of ignorance.
Well, if the meat was really working, they wouldn't have to buy all the fake butts in the first place.
Ooh. But, yeah. And another thing, man, there's so many. Listen. To each his own.
I hear that.
But, oh my gosh.
But yeah, state facts.
Another thing that people like to come at me about is so many things. Oh my goodness. But I would say, they just don't think that I'm qualified to say what I say. Mm-hmm. First of all, I'm qualified by the Most High. Okay. I'm qualified by my experience. People love to bring up, oh, but this study said this and this study, this was debunked and blah, blah, blah. First of all, if you dig who even funded the study, you know, you would realize that a lot of that is just BS. And I know what my journey has been, and I'm thriving off of a plant-based lifestyle. You know, I don't care if you say that we're meant to eat meat or whatever. I'm thriving. I'm the healthiest that I've ever been. I'm still healing. You know, mm-hmm. You go to my page, the first thing you see is I'm a healing healer. I'm not going to sit up here in front. Like, I still have a long way to go, but I've come a long way. And I don't care, you know, what the studies that you've researched says, when I know my body is thriving right now. Yeah. So,
well, I don't trust people who don't eat plants.
For real. Like, you don't eat vegetables. And that's another thing. People like, you know, another thing is like, we get a lot of flack in the vegan community about like, what do we even eat? Like, bro, you didn't eat plants growing up. You didn't eat vegetables. You didn't eat rice and beans and plantains and fruit. Like, all of that is vegan food.
Like, I'm on fair. That's grass for sure.
Like, come on. All I did was take chicken off the plate, you know, and that at the beginning I replaced it with, you know, the vegan meats when I didn't know better. But now I know to replace it with mushrooms, and I take herbs to, you know, that's my supplements, herbs and sea moss, you know.
What's one of your best recipes, if you can share? Or is that proprietary information?
I'm willing to share. I mean, honestly, I don't know my recipes by heart. But one of my best recipes, something that I really bodied, was a vegan orange chicken. I know people get mad when we say the word chicken or whatever, but for me, it's like a marketing thing. It's like, and also it's to trigger something within someone's mind. Cause it's like, if I say vegan orange mushrooms, you're going to keep scrolling, but I want people to, you know, be triggered when I say that, so that, you know, it can draw you in and you want to actually try and give this lifestyle a chance. So I recreated some, like the orange chicken. I recreated it with like fried mushrooms. I recreated the orange sauce. Fire. Fire, I'm telling you. Like, I've never.
What kind of mushrooms you use?
Baby Bella, portobello mushrooms, oyster mushrooms, king trumpet. There's so many mushrooms out there. Like, the options are limitless. I mean, they're limited because, you know, we only have access to but so much in these American grocery stores. But
so, you know, let me ask you, for your generation, I think you see the world. I see the world. It's crazy outside. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know what they eating, but it seemed like they eat something that ain't right. But I want to know, like, from the lens of a young woman, do you see things that you really wish didn't represent, specifically like young Black women in our generation? Like, what are the things that you wish would change, you know, as far as, you know, this generation of young women today and what that's going to represent for women of the future?
I want women to realize that they are spiritual beings. Like, your womb is a portal between the realms. Like, we are so powerful, and we're not raised to even know that, you know. Like, I didn't, like, Queen of Fool was the first person, you know, who introduced me to spirituality. You know, I'm come from the hood. Like, my family, we didn't have not one Bible in my house growing up. So I think we need to start speaking about the spiritual aspect. And I really need women to, you know, create a relationship with your womb. I think we're raised to hate our womb. You know, so many women say, I hate being a woman, you know, when their cycle is coming, because they know that it's going to be, you know, a terrible time, you know, and it's like, realize what you're truly saying, because to be a woman is to be powerful, is to be divine, and, you know, create a relationship with your womb. Like, part of my healing journey for me was to literally, like, talk to my womb. Like, I had to, like, she has an energy of her own, you know, and I started to talk to my womb, and I had to apologize because of the things that I was doing to put her in a toxic state. It's like, Don't get mad that, you know, you have cramps every time your period comes. Recognize the lifestyle choices that you are making that gives you cramps in the first place, because that shit is not normal. You know, we're raised to believe that it's normal. You're going to suffer every single month. You're going to bleed heavy. Buy these tampons, even though they have chlorine in them. You know, you know, don't, man, I could go, like I said, I
so
could go down
the rabbit
hole.
So what's the alternative, number one, not to cut your wisdom, but you said tampons, because we talked about birth control, right? Talk about cycles and things of that nature. And the tampon issue, I know a lot of women want to go to vegan source tampons or some that are organic, right? So what is, you know, your alternatives and what have been some of those issues, if you don't mind sharing?
No, I don't mind sharing at all. Like, this is literally, I live for this.
Yeah.
I live for this. I discovered my purpose by going vegan. So I don't mind talking about it at all. Tampons, I used to love tampons, honestly, but they are just not natural. Like, you're just literally sticking a wad of cotton, I'm sorry, inside of your vagina. And then it's like, there's toxins in, even if you, I don't know, I don't trust these people, even if it's organic or whatever, like, it's still just completely unnatural. What I do, I know it doesn't align with every woman's lifestyle, but what I started to do, and I noticed a drastic change in my menstrual cycle was free bleeding. And this, I get a lot of controversy on my page and a lot of hate on my page for that, because I would speak about free bleeding and so many women and men too think it's disgusting. Free bleeding is abstaining from any menstrual products. Abstaining from any menstrual products. So when my cycle would come on, I would just, you know, I would be in the house. You know, I have a black towel that I sit on. I don't use tampons or pads or any of that. You know, like I said, it doesn't align with every woman's lifestyle, but there are, you know, natural resources like, you know, bamboo, you know, pads or reusable pads, things like that. But I don't care if it's organic or not. I think women should stay away from tampons. Like I was saying earlier, you know, create a better relationship with your womb. Like, she does not like that. Mm-hmm. So stop doing that to her and then getting mad when, you know, when she retaliates,
yeah. You
know, so stop using tampons. And, you know, just to piggyback off what I was saying earlier, I just want women to, you know, have a relationship with your womb and love her. You know, don't hate her and be mad because you're a woman. And I think that's just going to lead us in the right direction, because, like, we create life. You know, when your womb is in a toxic state, your child is going to come out, you know, unhealthy. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why we have all these children, you know, being born, you know, with illnesses already. You fresh out the womb and look at your skin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's because the state, not just the woman, okay, we're going, the fathers too. Mm-hmm. The fathers too, because it's 50-50, but, you know, healing starts in the community. Like, when a woman heals, she goes back and she heals her community, you know. So I think it needs to start with us, and then the men are gonna, you know, I don't want to say follow our lead, because I believe men are the leaders, but, you know, like I said, when we go back, we go back and heal our community. So just treat your womb better and she'll treat you better.
Mm. Well, I definitely want to thank you. Thank you for sharing your information. Thank you for sharing your presence, your vulnerability, your knowledge. And I definitely want more people to tap into your journey. You know, I've been intentional about talking to women this year. And the only reason that I hadn't at first is just because my Rolodex is filled with men that it's easy for me to just call, converse. Yo, you trying to pull up? You trying to have a high level? You know, and when I talk to women, there's another phase of planning and preparation for it. So this year, I'm slowing down the speed up. Mm-hmm. Right. And I believe we're going to do that, you know, having these type of conversations, because as a man, there's certain terms that you've spoken upon that I would have never known. Right. And I think there's a level of empathy that happens when we think about, you know, the cycles of a woman. Right. They're going to come. The moon, as soon as that moon shines, letting you know something is happening with our women, mm-hmm. you know, and every single month you all are constantly getting that. But I can imagine the frustration of you having to be in the household, especially if you're the only woman in the household. You're going through that alone. And nobody can help you, right? So that's why coaches have always had practices with sometimes, you know, their special accommodations or their separation. And our coaches don't have none of that, you know? Like, there should be time off for women, I believe, even as they have in their periods and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But our so-called civilization doesn't make those adjustments for the woman, because the woman has never been accommodated in the Western Hemisphere. Mm-hmm. Right. The man has looked at the boy as his legacy, and he's discarded his woman as unimportant. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's why America has the imbalance that it has. It stole, you know, the way tribes interacted and built states and things of that nature. But it didn't take the premise on how they respected women. Mm-hmm. So when they stole the knowledge from African civilizations or Native American civilizations, they never took the reverence that we had towards our woman. And that's why they always discarded her as last. And that's why there's this fight against white patriarchal intellect and enterprise and, you know, his mindset and his history, because you know that you're not represented in it. So how could you want anything else but to want it too far? Right. And that's where black men have these conversations and be like, wait a minute. Hey. Yeah, I'm not them. You feel me? And our generation is in this interesting place and time where we have to learn so much. It's almost like relearning the whole world, because the world that we were sold ain't the world we want. Right. And we're tired of being consumers of these products that were sold to us that weren't good. And these products are programmed from school. These are the products that we get from the grocery store. And we don't want to have to be sold. I don't think there's ever been a time and point in history where the citizens and the people have to be so aware about everything in their reality, because the structures and the infrastructure, you know, is against you and is poisoning you. So you got to know where the food come from. You got to know where this product come from. You got to know about the banking. We got to go to so much in the root. Like, we're over processing and overstimulated with too much information. And we would rather just have good institutions, but they happen by people having that first start, you know, sharing the wisdom, creating fellowship. And then behind that wisdom, we create infrastructure, we create institutions, because we can complain about things all day long, but they won't change. Right. It's not until people who have the funds, people who have the passion, people who do decide to create these groups that mastermind together and be like, all right, if they did it, we can do it. You very knowledgeable. You sat there and you broke down, you know, your lifestyle and the knowledge attached to that lifestyle, which means that you are passionate about it. And that passion will resonate with a lot of young women. And I don't have to say what is toxic or what's not toxic. Women go through cycles every single month and they know if their lifestyle is toxic.
Yep.
Right. And that's the thing about a woman's biology. She cannot ignore her cycle. It has to happen. And if you are aware of that, then you know what is happening to you. And being in tune and making those intuitive adjustments. And, you know, we didn't speak about it, but all of the things that you talked about, they cause stress and they cause anxiety and they destroy that intuition. So, you know, now you may be trying to use this natural power that you have, but you're not in connection to it. Mm-hmm. I talked about it with Lloyd Strayhorn. Yeah, we got a 12-month calendar. It doesn't represent the 13, right? So when we may be talking about we in a new year, it's like, wait a minute, we got another moon to go through, right? So it's still leaving the woman out of time. So this year, we get back in time and we get back in tune. And I want to thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
That's been 19 Minutes with 19 Keys.
Thank you.
Blessings. I got a question for you. What does your cabinet look like? What is it that you're taking in your routine that's keeping you high level? If it's not our products, then whose products are you taking? And if it's no products, then that's a problem. Y'all seen our commercial for Goldwater, right? You've seen it all over high level conversations. You come to the show, you grab your bottle, people give us the best testimonials on the planet, and we got people on the go. The thing about Goldwater is, it's not our only product. We have products like the vitamin C moss. We don't naturally produce vitamin C, so we got to get it in other forms. So therefore, especially during wintertime, we are able to keep that immune system functioning high. And let's say if you just want pure moss. This is just pure moss. I'm talking about a superfood, the best on the planet. And not just from anywhere, because you never know where people actually getting their moss from. I ain't never seen them take a trip to Jamaica. See, we get ours tested, right, to make sure that you're getting the highest quality pure version of it, and you're getting those minerals in an over-chemicalized world. We got Smart Moss Gold, right? That Smart Moss Gold is like a Viagra for the brain. You ever find yourself where your brain feels like it's low? You tap one of these and your brain gonna feel high level. Yeah, and women love a sapiosexual, so when those brains are popping and those ideas are ready, you stay tapped in. You gotta make sure you stay safe out here. It's all sort of viruses and diseases that's running around this world, especially during this time. If you're traveling, make sure you spray this on the orifices throughout your body to kill any of those viruses or any of those things trying to invade you. Make sure y'all tap into goldwater.com so next time somebody asks you what's keeping you high level, what's keeping you young and healthy and wealthy feeling. And now we can take some of that credit for it over here at goldwater.com. Make sure you keep your health journey running. It's a marathon. Peace. This one got the isolate, CBD, the black seed oil, the MCT oil, and the lion's mane powder. I think it's too much in here. I think we need to calm. We gotta calm this product down. We gotta calm this product down. It's too much. It's too much. Bro, I took this and I was going all day. Ain't nobody got that much work to get done in a day where they need to be taking Supermind. Like, what if you're a house mom and all of a sudden you get everything done in one day and you ain't got nothing to do the rest of the week? I took this. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with the rest of my life. I feel like I done got everything done. I was up. Right. I ain't gonna lie. I feel like I changed the world 1,000 times on this. I done figured out every single plan. The next thing I need to have is patience, because I done planned everything. I done did everything I could do in a day. I'm serious. Like, I think we put too much in here. We need to cut down the ingredient list and we need to make this regular mind, because this is like Viagra for the brain.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.